Yesterday, we told you about General Amr al-Sadi, the science advisor to Saddam Hussein's regime in Iraq. He's in U.S. custody now. His wife, Hilma, was trying to prove his innocence when she went to the U.N. office in Baghdad earlier this week, and she went missing after a truck bomb exploded. Now, she's been found alive, and NPR's Ann Garrels has an update.
Hilma al-Sadi's sister-in-law had searched all the Baghdad hospitals to no avail. In desperation, Salwiya headed to a U.S. field hospital an hour and a half south of the capital.
I wrote the name on the paper. They said, we don't know her name.
But the staff did know there was a German woman who had been choppered in unconscious from the wreckage. They checked.
After a while, they came and they said that, yes, she is the lady you are asking about her. And, of course, I was so happy that I found her.
By last night, Hilma was back home, lying in a darkened bedroom, in the care of her husband's family, many of whom are doctors. While cut and badly bruised, she said she's not smashed or broken.
I nearly got lost, yeah. But somehow God thought I shouldn't be lost. I don't know. What is this? I can't open my eyes very well because shrapnel went in and, you know, they are sort of scratched and perforated and painful a bit. And my ribs, they hurt a lot. But it's minor, you know, it's nothing really damaged.
On the day of the bombing, she had an appointment with Nadia Yunus, the chief of staff for UN envoy Sergio Vieira de Mello. Hilma hadn't heard that Yunus was also killed in the explosion.
Talked to her many times and she was trying and willing to help and, oh no.
Her husband gave himself up to U.S. forces in early April. Before he surrendered, he repeated what he had told UN inspectors many times, that Iraq no longer had weapons of mass destruction and that time would bear him out. Hilma has not seen him since and had sought advice from the UN staff.
I was sitting in the lounge downstairs because I was a bit too early. And the next thing I remember, I woke up in this field hospital. And I said, how did I get here?
In defense of her husband, Hilma has described how Saddam and his regime turned Amr al-Sadi into a hostage, destroying their lives for 20 years. This family knows all too well how brutal Saddam could be. He executed Amr's brother-in-law, Salwiya's husband, who had been an independent journalist.
And up to now, I don't know where they buried him. I will be very glad to take these bones and to put it somewhere, which I know, and I can go and put some flower on his grave.
Now, Salwiya says her brother has disappeared, this time detained out of sight by the Americans.
This moved in my memory the same history. Everybody said they are civilized. They are treating the people better than the Ba'ath party doing. But I want to show this. I want to be sure that they are different. I want to see him, to see my brother.
Despite shock and the loss of allies at the UN, these two women say they will continue their fight to know what the U.S. charges are against al-Sadi so they can defend him. Ann Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.